Business Pilot.
You will go through some traumatic event that could potentially last 26 years, and then you'll learn to love your diet.
Doubt it.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like a board game, you're going to leave upset.
Oh man, have I got some stories.
Oh, I bet you do.
My parents did a board game night years ago, before I was born, with three other couples. They played Monopoly.
Oh yeah?
And
ended in an orgy.
Close.
Oh.
My parents were the only couple that had a fight that night, and it got real awkward, and they're the only couple still together.
So you're saying those who Monopoly together and fight together stay together.
Mate, it's in the rules.
Interesting. We host Twister Night at our place, but no one ever comes. Left hand red. You're going to come over, anyone. Anyway, today we are doing the movie Jumanji.
Sorry, I'm just focusing on Loser Alan.
It's all right.
Jumanji is a fantasy adventure film about two kids, Judy, which is Kirsten Dunst. I didn't realize until this next watch.
So young.
Yeah. She was a crush of mine, not in this film, but when she was in Spider-Man, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
you're human.
Judy, Kirsten Dunst, and Peter.
He's so funny in this as well, actually.
Cute kid, actually.
Yeah, very funny.
Who discover a mysterious board game that brings its jungle dangers to life. When they play, they accidentally release Alan Parrish, played by Robin Williams.
So good.
Who has been trapped inside the game for 26 years. Together, they must finish the game while surviving wild animals, a hunter, as chaos spills out into the real world.
Solid movie. Robin Williams is so good in this. The CG effects, they're not great.
Well, I got a fun fact about the CGI.
Please.
The film used a mix of animatronics and CGI, which was groundbreaking at the time.
Yeah.
At the time, keyword.
At the time. Yeah.
Because
there's moments where it's good.
Yeah, there is.
Like, the lion in moments is actually really cool.
Yes.
And there's moments where it's not.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
The monkeys are the worst.
They are the worst.
But moments, they're still kind of cool. Like, on the motorcycle, they look kind of cool.
And they're kind of funny.
Yeah, they are very funny. Rotten Tomatoes, critics, 52%.
This movie scared my wife growing up.
Interesting. And audience, 63%.
Sorry, does that not register?
I assume she had a lot of anguish going into your relationship, so I just assumed everything scared her, to be honest.
I'm a scary guy.
Absolutely, yeah. Scare the hell out of me. That's why you're not invited to Twister Night.
No one is.
No, everyone is! Everyone is! drawing out a character, random suggestion, thanks to our Arnieverse, join the Facebook group, have your say. Michael Caine in his downtime while Batman is fighting crime.
Beautiful.
Michael Caine in his downtime while Batman is fighting crime will randomly appear in
the game
this episode.
Is called Jumanji.
Yeah, you're doing him. Let's add Arnie to right at the start. We see the whole situation go down. Alan Parrish gets sucked into the board game. And then, I don't know what her name is. She's left over. Just like, oh no, what's happened? I like her to explain what she has witnessed to the police. Because the kid's gone missing, right?
You're talking about Sarah. Her name is Sarah Whittle.
Sarah Whittle. Yes. All right, let's do that.
Oh, officer, officer.
Okay.
By the way, that's probably my best female voice
by far. That's surprising you went straight for the female voice. I'm proud of you.
Oh, I'm so scared. Officer, officer, officer.
What's going on? Hey, what's up with all these bats? This is crazy.
They were chasing me. They came out of the chimney.
This is so weird, these random bats. You look very disheveled. What's going on with you?
I just came from the parish house.
Oh, yeah, cool. How are they? No. Is Alan still being a little nerd, getting beaten up by everybody?
Well, yes, but no.
Classic Alan.
Not anymore.
Classic. What a classic thing for an Alan to happen to him. Stupid nerd and stupid names.
Alan's a terrible name, and if they ever hosted a Twister Night board game, no one would ever go.
No one would. No, anyway, what can I do for you?
Anyway, I was at Alan's house because he invited me to play a board game, not Twister.
Okay, not Twister, board game. Can I guess the game?
Yes. No.
Was it Guess Who?
No.
Oh, that's the only game I know. Cluedo?
No.
Monopoly?
No.
Kablank?
No. I thought you said you only knew one.
Yeah, they're starting to come to me. Uno?
No.
Not a board game, technically. Good call. Mouse Hunt?
No.
Mouse Trap?
Movie.
Okay. All right. I don't know. What game were you playing?
We're playing this game called Jumanji.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
And he rolled the dice. And all these bats, they came out of the chimney and they flew around.
But as part of the board game?
As part of the board game.
Okay,
I don't know this. And then he got sucked into the board game.
Sorry, what?
He got sucked into the board game.
Okay.
Like he went all misty and then he went spiraling.
Is board game like cold for meth? And I'm, like, not picking up what you're throwing down, lady.
What is meth?
I don't know. You're a kid. You're a good call. Well, it's a bit weird, right? Like he's there and then he's not there.
I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, you could come with me.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Let me open up the door. Okay.
Wakey.
Okay. There's no kid here. You're probably right. He got sucked into the board game. I believe you. She's gone insane. She's gone insane.
Honey, we're home.
Oh, hey, Mr. Parrish, Mrs. Parrish, how are we?
What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been talking to everyone trying to figure out what's going on. Your son seems to be missing.
What do you mean my son's missing?
Supposedly, according to her, she got sucked into a board game.
I'm a little confused.
I've been talking to everyone in this house, even your butler. Excuse me? Can I bring you back out here for a moment if you're not busy?
What did you need to know?
I want to know what happened. Did you see Alan Parrish this evening?
I did see Alan Parrish. He was here briefly. And then I got a call on the bat phone.
On the what?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
On the bat phone, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say, yes, there were bats in the chimney.
Oh, you saw the bats in the chimney?
I also saw the bats. Yes, it was, I think I saw your son disappear.
Oh, no. In the board game?
I couldn't be sure.
But he's disappeared?
He's definitely disappeared.
Wow. Case closed. Kid disappears in board game.
You know,
Sarah Whittle, not insane. There you go. Sarah, does it make you feel better?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, you're not insane. We got cool.
Where's my son? I need
to
know.
He's in the board game. Are you listening?
That does not make sense.
Oh, my God.
Butler.
I believe everything the butler has to say.
I need you to get your best men on the job and find my son.
Or maybe Dan your best man on the job.
I would do
a bat man.
I would do this right away. I will get on the bat phone. I will call Master Wayne.
Does he know him?
Yes, he does know him.
Oh, cool.
And then he will talk to Batman. And I'll get Batman to find our little Alan Parrish.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll leave it seems like you've got it all handled as the
clearly,
police.
Clearly, this cop is useless. He probably doesn't do much.
I don't. You got me.
I bet that this cop...
I didn't even want to come into the house.
On his weekends, this cop probably hosts Twister Nights.
And nobody comes. No, you're thinking of some other person, some other sad individual. All right, well, anyway, I'll leave you all to it. Goodbye. Have a wonderful evening. Sarah, stop crying. Bye.
What about my son?
That's exactly how that scene would have gone.
So one scene that I think is really interesting is that basically one of the factory workers in the Parrish shoe factory creates like an Air Jordan shoe.
Essentially, yeah. It's like a hell good sneaker.
Yeah, before the sneakers even come. And he's like, this will revolutionize the Parrish.
It looks cool until you see the Parrish logo on it. You're like, it kind of looks dumb.
Yeah, they need like some kind of swoosh.
Like an endorsement, like with a famous like basketball player to make it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't know any.
Dennis Rodman.
So I like the idea of Arnie creating that shoe, being the creator of it.
Yep.
And the kid destroys it.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Because that's what the kid essentially does.
He doesn't mean to.
He doesn't mean to, but he doesn't take responsibility for it either.
That's true.
Until the end.
And then he learns his lesson.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So, yeah, this is so cool. This is my factory. One day my dad's just going to let me have this cool factory all to myself. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hey.
Hey, man. How are you?
Alan.
Yes?
I got something to show you.
You technically work for me.
No.
Because I'm like, my dad's the boss, and I'm like going to one day run this company. So, you know, I kind of like feel like I'm in charge.
Okay, you little shit.
Okay, cool. This is cool that you talk to me like this. This is cool. We're equals. We're so cool, man. High five? Yeah, that was cool. What are you doing? What are you working over here? You're not doing the same shoes as them over there.
I want to show you something that I've been working on behind your dad's back.
Oh, so a secret?
It's a secret shoe.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, show me.
So I've been working on this.
Can I tell you a secret first?
Yeah. Go for it.
A lot of kids don't like me and they beat me up every day.
I know. You got a bleeding lip and a black eye right now.
Yeah. And sometimes when I tell my dad that I'm getting bullied really bad, he says I just need to go out there and get my ass kicked.
What?
Yeah, that's my secret.
Why would he say that?
He's not a very good dad.
No, your dad loves you.
Meh.
He does.
Meh.
I promise you.
Disagree.
You will go through some traumatic event that could potentially last 26 years. Mm. And then you'll learn to love your diet.
Doubt it. All right, tell me what you got.
Okay, so look, I've been working on this.
You got a few prototypes over here, actually, I can see.
Yes,
these
I
are
do.
Cool. What's this first one?
Okay, so this one, you're going to love this one.
Wow, look how plasticky it is.
It's a board game.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, some people say it's a board game. I call it a mat. It's a board mat.
Okay.
And see, so what I've done
yes.
is I've got all these coloured footprints on it.
Yeah, so
and,
cool.
And coloured handprints.
Yeah, this is like a fun group game.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I call it Mingle.
I don't want to talk about that one anymore. Let's talk about the other prototype.
Okay, this one here.
This is the Thule. It's so cool. It's made of plastic.
Oh, you didn't want to talk about the...
No.
Okay.
I want to talk about this. What is this? What do you call this thing?
It looks... I really want to show you this other one.
No, no, no. I want to look at this big plastic chunk of plastic shoe. It's so cool.
But the motorized dildo.
Don't want to talk about that. I feel it's inappropriate for me as a kid to talk about the motorized dildo.
Oh, come on.
It's the 90s. I don't want to talk about it in the 90s.
What? It's 1969.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's the 19s. The 1960s. Soon to be the 90s one day.
Okay, so this yes. here, this is a shoe.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
It's like a street shoe, but it's also basketball shoe.
Oh, that's cool.
Because as you know, I love my basketball.
I can tell,
I'm
yeah.
I'm a black guy.
Yes, you are. You certainly are. This is cool. So what's the plan?
So the plan is
you
that
I... throw it to my dad?
I want. Well,
can I throw it to my dad and take credit?
No.
Oh.
No. No, why would you do that?
What's the point of
we're friends.
Being...
No,
yeah,
no it's my shoe.
Okay.
So what I want to do yes. is I want to get... Like, we sign it up with a basketball player. We get their logo on the back.
That would never work.
It would work.
And I don't think it would.
Every kid in America
no.
would have one of these shoes.
It's the 60s. There's not even any cool basketball players.
Name one, then.
In the 60s?
Yeah, yeah.
I off the top of my head?
Yeah, yeah.
Bit Russell.
Oh, Bit Russell. I love Bit Russell.
Or Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain was one of the best.
Lenny Wilkins.
No, what are you... This is
Willie Nolf.
What are you talking about?
My favorite, Dave Bing would be cool for the Sioux.
What's his name?
Dave Bing.
Oh, Dave Bing.
Yeah, he's cool.
You know what? Let's get in touch with Dave Bing.
Yeah, he's a very good player. He was 1.91 meters tall. The end of what I know.
This is like you looked up a list of
now
1960s basketball players and yep. got their heights.
No. You're thinking something else. All right. Well, anyway, good luck with the Phil situation. Be shame if someone put it on a little bit of a thing and then left it and then it
yeah,
got destroyed.
It would. Yeah. I'm just going to turn my bag and
yeah.
just.
Oh, no.
Alan, what did you do?
Not me.
Your dad is going to kill me.
It with me. Bye. Little shit.
You made him a lot much more of a turd.
He is a bit of a turd.
Is he? I thought he was like a nice kid. He's just misunderstood.
Nah, a little bit of a turd.
Is that the vibe you got?
He gets all pissed off because he has to go to a private school.
I would.
What do you mean?
His response was valid. He didn't want to live under the family name. He was like, I don't want to be a Nepo baby.
No, but at the same time, it's like this family's doing so much for you. And he's like, nah, throw it in the bin.
Okay, I can kind of see that point.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
He's not like, you know, like neither character is right, 100%. But, you know, they've both got a little bit of molding to do, a little bit of change.
They need to meet in the middle.
And that's what this game is all about. Next one, I would love to have Arnie as Robin Williams living in the Jumanji game.
Ooh. Very nice.
I think that's a cool idea, right?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what that sounds like, but I guess we'll just dive in, right? Well, actually, wait, let's not do it. Like 20 years into the game. So he's been there a little while. Because he's there for like 26 years in total, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Another day. Another demented monkey. That's my alarm clock. Time to wake up and be sad again today. I don't know. That needs to stop right now. I break your little neck where you was a hat. There we go, Jumanji, baby. Cool. So, you know, just sitting here in Jumanji world. Still can't figure out a way to get out. Got... Oh, no, another crocodile. God damn it. Come here. Okay, I'll wear that as a hat later. I like to turn things I kill into hats. Anyway, walking through Jumanji land. Ah, god damn it. I am so bored of 20 years of this shit. Come here. Wear you as a hat as well later. Put you in my hat pile. All right, well, you know, I'm learning a lot of Jumanji. There's some flowers you're not allowed to touch. There's cool water coming. There's a weird hunter man over there. It's all happening. I'm so bored.
Where am I?
Oh, hello. Hey, I recognize you.
Oh,
did you play Jumanji game?
Is that you, Master Parrish?
It is me.
I don't believe it. It should be the butler.
I know. I'm aware. Oh, my God. You look great.
How do I look? You look terrible.
Do you like my hat? It's multiple animals.
I see. You've got yourself a monkey.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want to wear a monkey, you've got that
crocodile hat there.
Could I have the crocodile hat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. How do I know?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Seeing it on someone else, you realize how crazy I truly am becoming. I reckon I got maybe 6 years in here tops before I killed myself. Anyway, did you roll the game and then you came in and got sucked in?
I was cleaning up the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your parents are leaving.
They're leaving the house? Ah, oh, shit. That's crazy. Oh, man.
They can't fight you.
Oh, yeah. How long have I been down here? Like, what, 5 minutes tops?
20 years.
20 years?
You've been here 20 years.
Wow.
Your parents haven't seen you for 20 years.
Yeah, that checks out.
And they were starting to worry.
We're starting to worry after 20 years. Yeah, that's dad. Classic dad.
I tell you now, he has missed you so much.
Oh, really? Crazy.
After he made all his millions.
I didn't even think he would notice I was gone. Yeah, I'm passive aggressive.
After all these years, I thought you would have forgiven him. He made his millions of dollars on a sneaker.
Oh, really? Crazy.
Yeah, he stole it. He stole the idea from my friend.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, well, that's not... Yeah, that's my dad. So checks out.
How do we get out of here?
No, we can't. That's why I'm still here, fool. I live here now. This is my world. Yeah, Jumanji. Jumanji.
Oh, Jumanji.
Yeah, I'm going to say it later when we roll the right dice and then the game ends.
So what have you done all these years?
I'll be honest. A lot of it's been through my formative years. I kind of started here as a young boy, grew into a teenager, learned all that. You know, self-exploration was a big part of my life here.
Where do you live?
Oh, everywhere, yeah. Mainly anywhere where I can rest my hat, which I have a lot of, and they're all different animals.
Where do you shit?
Everywhere. Yeah, I'd be careful anywhere you walk around.
How big is this jungle?
Oh, it's pretty big. I haven't found the edge of it yet. I keep walking through trying to find a way out. There's no way out.
What are you eating?
Everything. Basically.
So hold on, let me get it. You sleep everywhere, you eat everything, and you shit everywhere.
Yeah, I have not had a game plan at all. You got to keep moving or the hunter will find you, you know?
Okay, who's this hunter?
Oh, you know.
What do you mean, hunter?
Classic Jumanji stuff.
I wouldn't know it's classic Jumanji.
Oh, because you only just got here.
Because I only just got here.
Yeah, no. Everything's evil. Everything wants you dead, and you got to keep moving or you get killed. Yeah, Jumanji, baby.
Okay, I think we need backup.
Oh, cool. Anyone in mind?
Luckily for you, I brought the bat phone.
Cool. Does it get a signal?
Let me have a listen. Alfred.
Oh, cool.
Sorry, I'm on the phone.
Sorry, my bad. Just so weird to hear a new voice.
Yeah. All right. Master Wayne, we need help. We're in the jungle.
I'm on my way.
Batman's on his way.
That's great. Cool.
So he's going to, somehow he'll get here.
All right.
He's a super wizard smart guy.
Awesome. Cool. In the meantime, do you want to wear some hats? Do a little fashion show?
I mean, I guess we could.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's just what you usually do.
Yeah, this and masturbate.
And let me guess, you've been masturbating everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's me, Batman.
It's Batman!
I would have been here sooner, but I got stuck both in a pile of cum, because there's cum everywhere, and in a lot of shit.
That's Jumanji, actually. That did that. That's not me. That's Jumanji.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
I'm talking to my butler.
Sorry.
I gotta get you out of here, Alfred.
Yep.
Anyway, bye, kid.
Bye. Wait, what? No. Damn it, Batman. Damn it to hell.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Now, we did touch a little bit on him, but we didn't introduce him. I want to do Arnie as the hunter when they get back into the world.
Who also was played by his dad.
Yeah, it's his dad. It's kind of like a whole metaphor about why he's afraid, I'm going to stand up to him, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I want to do Arnie as the hunter, who's a little bit way into hunting Robin Williams, because it's all he does, right? He's got a gun. He deliberately doesn't kill other people. He only wants to kill Robin Williams. It's kind of like his programming, I guess, part of the game. So let's do that.
Yeah, okay. Oh, finally, the real world. Okay, I need to find this.
Hey, pal, what is up with the outfit, man? You look crazy.
How are you?
I'm just walking on the street, having a good time, and I see some guy with this weird, what are you, on a savannah out of the 20s?
This is a classic, beautiful fashion from when you go hunting in the jungle.
Yeah, okay.
Of South America.
Yeah, okay.
Or Africa.
I think Africa more.
What's up with your outfit, doofus?
This is jeans and a shirt. I think it's a cool look.
No, it's not a cool look.
90s, baby. This is a great look.
What do you mean? What year is it?
Just like the meme. Love it. It is 1997?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, nice warning shot. Interesting that you didn't actually kill me there.
That was a warning. Next one's in your belly.
Yeah, fair. All right, well, I'm going to get
going. Start speaking sense.
All right, well, I'm going to leave you to it.
Who's in charge here?
Well, you're the one with the gun, so probably you.
No, I mean the world.
Oh, Bill Clinton? Maybe?
Who is this Bill Clinton?
It doesn't matter.
How do I get to him?
I don't really.
I need to find Alan Parrish.
Alan Parrish?
Do you know Alan Parrish?
He's been gone for years. I've heard the story about that kid. He disappeared.
No.
Yeah.
No, I've been hunting him.
Really?
For 26 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
And now I'm here in the real world.
You're hunting him here?
Yeah. I got to shoot him.
How are you going to find him?
Well, I'm going to obviously try.
Hunting skills.
Yeah. Probably hunting skills and maybe talk to Bill Clinton.
Yes, probably there's two options there. Both do you seem reasonable? No, I don't know.
Do you know how I can get in touch with
Bill Clinton? We're in a little town
Bill
in America.
Clinton.
Little town in America. I doubt you're going to run into Bill Clinton. No chance.
Okay.
No chance. I'll let you get back to hunting Alan Parrish,
okay,
I guess.
Get out of here, weird man.
Yeah, I'm going to run now. Bye, bye. Oh, my God. What the hell was that?
Okay. What do we got on the ground here? Uh-huh. I can smell the... Oh, yes. That's the smell of Alan Parrish's cum and poop.
Oh, my God. He can feel me.
Ah, he's in this bush right here.
Oh,
it was here all along.
Hey, go, man. Hey.
You sound like Johnny Bravo.
Look out, man. It was me the whole time. Look out, man.
You're not Alan. You're Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. Whoa, look at
what
him.
Are you? Okay.
Pretty mama. Yeah.
Johnny.
Yeah. Well.
I'm hunting Alan.
Oh.
Do you only
look at
speak?
Man.
Do you?
Pretty mama. Pretty mama.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay. I'm going to help put my hand over your mouth for a second. Just so I can talk.
Pretty mama.
There's no. I will give you all the pretty mamas in the world if you just let me get in touch with either Alan Partridge.
Partridge?
No. Alan Parrish.
Or maybe
Bill Clinton. Johnny Bravo.
Are you sure you don't want to talk to me, Alan? Yes, it's me.
Oh, Alan Partridge.
Alan Partridge. Hello.
Yes, okay. Yes.
And we thought today we could do a little show on Hunters Gone Wild. Yes. And your story is you're a hunter looking for Alan, but you found the wrong one.
Oh, this is amazing. I'm on a show. Yeah. Oh, where'd the cameras come from? This is great. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a hunter.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing it for over 50
that
years
is
now.
All the time we have. Let's bring out our next special guest, Bill Clinton, everyone. Bill Clinton.
He's what I'm looking for.
Bill Clinton.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. it's great to be here in the Brunsworth town.
Now, we know that this
is this marginal seat, and we are going to make sure that we win this town.
Yeah. Interesting fact this man is hunting for an Alan Parrish, and he's stumbled across me, Alan Partridge. Yes.
Well, isn't that amusing? You got yourself an Alan Partridge. You got yourself an Alan Parrish.
It's a partridge in a pear tree.
You might say it's a partridge near a parish tree.
That's why you're the president.
Yes. And so, Hunter, I want to talk to you for a moment.
Yeah, okay.
I can tell you right now that Alan Parrish is right behind you.
All right, well, that concludes our show tonight.
Alan Partridge, it was so nice to be on the show.
Wonderful to have you. Yes, and we're going to just sign off now and let everyone have a good time and enjoy your bickies and tea. Bye.
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, that was so awesome. Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Parrish.
Yes.
I found you. I hunt you. I kill you now.
Cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah. It's been a long 26 years. Make it end.
It's been a long bit. It's been a long scene.
Kill me. Jumanji.
And that concludes Jumanji.
Jumanji.
The
Jumanji.
Name of the game.
Jumanji.
Go on. I know you want to do it.
Nah, that's as much. I bet I don't want to get sued. great movie. I think we made a bit better. Got weird there, to be honest.
It really did. That last scene.
Yeah.
There was a lot of weird moving parts. Alan Partridge, the president. Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, it's like a hat and a hat and a hat, which ironically is what we did in Jumanji. Anyway.
It was. It really was. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Please leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
You can also join the Arniverse on Facebook. It's a group. It's starting to really pop off.
Pop off?
Is that what people...
Just like my game of Twister, baby. Get on board. You're all welcome. Especially you, Corey.
No.
Come on, mate.
No.
We got the rosé bubbling.
Well, if you say
there's a couple of little rosé, mate.
All right, I'll come around and play Twister.
Oh, yeah! Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.